Ferry County Hospital CEO Aaron Edwards is proud of what his employees have been able to accomplish in terms of inoculating people during the last few weeks.
We purchased two small tiny homes, actually, one for a testing trailer and one for a vaccination trailer. So we didn't bring folks into our facility as much as possible to protect our long-term care residents that live here.
He and his staff cobbled together enough vaccine, some of their own, some donated by a hospital in Tenasket, and some by the health district in Colville, to get that first dose administered.
We're so grateful to have gotten the vaccine and been able to get those long-term care ALF residents and 1A group pretty much done, with a few exceptions, which we'll pick up this week.
It is really exciting for us to get to that second dose. It's a nice feeling of accomplishment.
That's Ferry County Hospital's Chief Nursing Officer, Cindy Chase. They say the first round of inoculations involved careful planning to make sure that when the vaccine was ready, so were the people. And when there were extra doses, Chase says they were able to find eligible recipients.
We have a line now, a hotline where people can call and they can say, we want the vaccine. And so we keep this long list of when we can get these folks in.
Now the second round of vaccines is ready to administer, and Chase thinks she and her team have the routine down.
We had told folks before they came, you know, fill out your consent form ahead of time. So that helped a lot. We were really pretty lucky. We moved people through fairly quickly. And so I'm imagining, it might even hoping it will be even faster this year.
And once that's done, Chase says Ferry County Hospital will be ready to inoculate the next group, the people in 1B. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.